We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Audacy put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Audacy. Visit ads.audacy.com.
97.1 FM Talk
on demand audio.
We'll get to all that and more for you coming up here in just a minute. Right now, I want to welcome in my guest. He is Brandon Wilkinson. He is a candidate for Congress down in Missouri's 3rd District, running in the primary against the incumbent Blaine Lutkemeyer. Brandon, good morning to you.
Good morning, Mark. Thanks for having me on.
Yeah.
I'm a big fan. I listen every day.
Well, sir, we appreciate that, and thank you for reaching out and letting us know that you've submitted your name for consideration by the voters. What is your platform, Brandon?
Well, I'm a Christian conservative. I'm pro-Constitution, pro-term limits, pro-life, pro-2A. So there's some bullet points for you.
There you go.
I believe we need representation that is actually going to listen to and represent their constituents. You know, a lot of these politicians in Washington, elitist career politicians, they're very hard to get to talk to. In Missouri's 3rd Congressional District, I don't feel like we're represented. And this is something that a lot of people say to me. I think it's a big part of why my following has blown up so fast and I've gained so much support. I listen to people, and when I get to Washington, D.C., I'm going to answer my phone still. I'm a working class American.
Is Congressman Lutkemeyer agreed to a debate?
I've called his office a few times to try to get him to debate me. And basically, I get a no. We'll take down your number, and he'll get back to you if he's interested. And I have not heard back, but I would love to debate him.
Well, I'm sure. And, you know, I think that's kind of sad. And we talk about term limits, and we talk about that. I think every incumbent should have to agree to debates in a primary. I think the party should demand it so that the people know they're getting the person nominated for that position that the members of that party want. I've always kind of cringed when I see somebody who's a front runner who refuses to debate his opponents. What do you have to lose if you've got the? I have not talked to Congressman Lutkemeyer about this, but you see it again and again in races all over the country and right here in Missouri.
I agree, and you know, I like that. I think they should have to. I see from his position, I've always been good at putting myself in both sides of an argument. From his position, I mean, in reality, it's lose-lose. Either A, he goes and wins the debate against a nobody, and what does that mean? Nothing, you know. Or B, he loses, and he just, this career politician who's so experienced and knowledgeable and does such a good job, just lost to a nobody. So it's lose-lose for him, but he should have to. You know, if anyone out there knows Blaine and wants to bring this to him, I will happily go anywhere in our district to meet him to debate.
So we're talking to Brandon Wilkinson, who's running against Blaine Lutkemeyer in the primary. Tell me, just give me a couple of things that you would have done differently if you were the member of Congress in the 3rd district.
I'll go to the big thing for me, national debt, national deficit. Blaine Lutkemeyer has one of the nicest resumes in Washington, D.C. when it comes to finance, but he continues to support these financially responsible budgets. As of today, we're right at $26 trillion in debt, and we cannot continue to run these trillion-dollar deficits every year. We need to be financially responsible. In fiscal year 2019, we paid $574 billion in interest on our debt alone. I would argue that budgeting, the power of the purse, is the most important job of Congress. And these Congress people do not want to sit there and spend the time to hash it out and go through and be responsible and balance the budget. We need a balanced budget. I'm a strong supporter of a balanced budget amendment, and we don't just need a balanced budget that we can pay for. We need to have a surplus so we can start paying off this debt. And if I'm elected, I will run my office in Washington, D.C., financially responsible like I do my household and my campaign.
That is shocking. No, I'm kind of tongue in cheek there, but nobody in Washington sticks to a budget. I mean, that's part of the problem. I would love to see a balanced budget amendment. The left will never, ever, ever agree to that because their sacred cow, social spending programs would have to be cut. And they will never agree to that, right? So I've been a critic of President Trump and all of our incumbents who continue to vote for bloated budgets and refuse to demand offsets when they increase the military budget. Let's offset that somewhere else. They go along to get along. They've done it all along. Let me ask you this, Brendan. What would you have done when the vote came on this COVID relief bill that they sent out, the PPP spending and all of that? Did you support that idea?
I did not. I read the entire bill. I put a video up on my Facebook page about it, explaining it to people. And my video was 20 minutes, and I only covered Section 12, Title 12, which was nothing but pork. I read that entire bill, and I would say 90% of that was pork that had nothing to do with the coronavirus or relief. It was and I also read the bills proposed prior, the Republican bill and the Democrat bill. And I believe that my opinion on it is that the Democrats, Nancy Pelosi and her minions, they used this pandemic to leverage the American people and to leverage to get their progressive agenda pushed into it because it couldn't pass without them. And they got their way. Republicans did get to get some of their own things in there beyond what had to actually do with coronavirus. But as a whole, I did not support the bill. I supported aspects of the bill. If I was in D.C., I would have had a really hard time casting a yes vote on that bill. It was horrible.
Good to know. So, Brandon, obviously the biggest barrier for anybody, any normal human being who wants to run for office these days, let alone Congress or the Senate, is raising money. And I know that's a barrier that's tough to overcome. How's that going, and where can people find out more about you to donate if they want to?
Well, as far as donating to me, you guys can text Brandon to 22525. You can go on my website, brandonformmissouri.com. You can use a 4 or F-O-R. And sign up to volunteer, donate money, $5, $10, $20. It adds up. Grassroots are powerful. As far as donating goes, I actually did something different. I put my own money on the line. I've been saving for this campaign for many years. I wanted to show people by leading by example. So I saved up my own money, and I told people when they came to me to offer donations, I'm not going to accept donations, and I'm going to ask for them until I run out of the money that I saved.
Wow.
And I'm a working-class American, so what I've put out is a lot of money for me and for probably most of you listening. So I only just started asking for donations and accepting donations right about 3 weeks ago. I put my money where my mouth is.
Brandon,
that's something you don't see people in D.C. do.
No, you certainly don't. That's impressive. Listen, I appreciate the opportunity to have you on, and good luck. Hope you get a debate.
Thank you so much, Mark. Everyone have a great day. Check out my website, brandonformmissouri.com.
You got it, my friend. Thank you for the call, and thanks for listening. We appreciate that. Brandon Wilkinson there running for Congress against Blaine Lutkemeyer in the primary.
Get more at 971talk.com.